It is no surprise that kids who have a rough go of it early in life often struggle to succeed as adults. But research shows an increasingly powerful correlation between childhood trauma and addiction, incarceration, and even early death. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, a new legislative panel is trying to improve the state's response to those issues.
It's been nearly 20 years since a landmark study quantified the long-term impact of childhood traumas. But not everybody thinks the social science has gotten the spotlight it deserves.
Bottom line, what we're trying to do is help spread the word so more people know about this and we can build more support for better treatments of this.
That's Putney Representative Mike Mrowicki, and he's the chairman of a committee known as the Adverse Childhood Experiences Working Group. It's a panel of six lawmakers that's meeting this summer and fall. Mrowicki says the issue needs special attention.
Research is showing that the effects of childhood trauma can be what's driving the populations in special education, childhood health problems, adult chronic care, addiction, mental health, and our prison populations.
That trauma can come in the form of physical abuse, sexual violence, and just the general stress of living in poverty. And state-level research suggests that 1 in 8 Vermont kids has experienced 3 or more adverse childhood experiences. Windham County Senator Becca Ballin is another member of the working group. Ballin says the proposal is looking for answers to 2 key questions.
What is it that we in the legislature are doing right about this issue, ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, and what are we getting wrong?
Here's Mike Mrowicki again.
And that's where the tough questions are going to be. We have a lot of services currently out there, not necessarily clear that we have to add more, but what we want to do is make sure what we're doing, we're on the right track with.
Mrowicki says the working group wants to develop a set of analytics so it can scrutinize existing programs more effectively and determine which ones are working and which ones are not. He says the panel is also looking to the medical and research community to determine what kinds of interventions yield the most effective results.
The reason trauma is not like a broken arm where you put a cast on it and 6 weeks later you can forget about it, but trauma continues. Trauma is in the body.
Balance says the panel has already identified some promising avenues. A parent-child center in Lamoille County, for example, has a dedicated staff person to work with new mothers and fathers. And Balance says the model has potential.
If this work is as promising as I think it is, then we may be looking at a public, private partnership in the future.
Since the legislature controls funding for human services, Balance says lawmakers may be able to play a more useful role in directing limited resources.
How are we spending the money, right? That's one of our basic charges.
But she and Mrowicki say they hope the working group can have a more overarching influence on state policy.
We have a mouthpiece in which to highlight the issues that folks across the state are dealing with on the ground.
The group will submit a report to lawmakers before the legislature reconvenes in January. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.